feel like hurting yourself. People might want to hurt themselves on purpose or self-harm. If this is happening for you, is there someone that you trust that you could talk to? You and your needs matter. There are different ways to cope and care for yourself. Self-care. Try curling up under a weighted blanket and watching your favourite film or hugging a soft toy or pet. Get moving and use your senses. Listen to an upbeat tune, dance, exercise or sing. Get creative. Write or scribble. Make a journal or do some art or make music. Distract. Use a stress ball or try holding a cold stone or a cushion with different textures. Relax and soothe. Watch your tummy go in and out as you take deep breaths. Try mindfulness activities. Have a look at some of the techniques shown on our mindfulness page. Things you might find useful. We've listed a few external links in boxes below, including Battle Scars Leeds, a Leeds-based support group, and Come Harm, an app designed to help manage the urge to self-harm. Scroll down for the links on this page. Why do people self-harm? People self-harm for many different reasons, and you may not fully understand why you want to. For some people, it is a way to cope with or express overwhelming emotions or relieve tension that's just too much. Self-harm can also be used as a way to show someone how upset you feel. It can be a way of feeling more in control, especially if other parts of your life feel out of control or you're trapped in a difficult situation. It can be a way of feeling something when you feel numb. Have you thought about what triggers you to self-harm? This might help you think about how to be better prepared for something similar next time. Remember that moments will pass and that things can change for the better. Try to visualize the thoughts you have as if they are clouds moving in the sky, coming in and letting them pass. Or you could try visualizing your thoughts as they are waves, letting them wash onto shore and wash away again, noticing that they can come and go. It can help to make a simple drawing of your visualization, add in words if you want to, or add in some breath work to help focus on the flow of the thought, coming in and out of the body as you visualize.